This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
We're going to start the show off pretty much the way we always do at the end of the week, with the weekly wrap. Neela Richardson, chief economist at Redfin, and Cardiff Garcia of the blog FT Alphaville join us now from our studios in Washington and New York. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, Adrienne.
So let's start with today's dreary-looking consumer sentiment numbers. They fell to a half-year low. Neela, what's going on?
Well, I think consumers are picking up that the economy is not rebounding as quickly from the Q1 slump as everybody expected. They look around and they see that wages aren't growing, that oil prices and gas prices are ticking up just a bit. And I think consumers are rightly worried that we won't get the big boost in the second quarter that we had hoped for when we saw those bad Q1 numbers.
Now, Cardiff, this is an economy, like Kai says all the time, that's driven by consumers. How significant is this dip? Are these bad feelings?
I'm not ready to panic just yet. Let's keep in mind that consumer sentiment tends to track oil prices, or at least it has for about the last half year or so. And keep in mind that these consumer sentiment numbers were going up even though spending itself hadn't been climbing. It seems like a lot of people are saving those the savings that they got from lower oil prices. And just like that was the relationship that held before, I don't think that just because these sentiment numbers dip that it means that spending is about to go off a cliff. So it's definitely something to worry about. It's consistent with other data, but on its own, it's just one data point, and I think it needs to be kept in context.
Neela, you agree with that? Any panic for you here?
Not yet, but I would say it's proceed with caution on all levels with the economy.
All right, I want to jump now to this bizarro Avon story. Earlier this week, there was what looked like a takeover bid for the beauty brand. It was filed with the SEC. Share prices jumped, and it turned out it was all a hoax. Cardiff, are these fake takeovers a thing? Are they real?
They do happen from time to time. Part of the issue here is that there's not a great screening process for having access to the SEC's database, which is where this was filed. There's, though, an interesting and not so easy to answer question about the responsibility of the investors who might have lost money on this. If you're buying this stock and you didn't even bother to check whether or not the company that was buying it was real, how badly should we feel for you, especially since a lot of those investors happen to be these algorithm based high frequency traders. And so, yes, these people, whoever did it, should be caught and shamed and punished to whatever extent they broke the rules. But at the same time, this isn't something where we should necessarily feel a ton of sympathy for the people who lost money.
Neela, what do you think? How much of this responsibility is on these investors and how much is on the SEC for not reviewing these filings that much?
You know, a good portfolio strategy shouldn't be skimming press releases. I mean, there's got to be more to it than that. And so I think ultimately we have to be smart, and investors need to be smart about why they're making their decisions. It shouldn't just be about the quick buck, because that often ends to a lost buck.
Fair enough. All right, really quickly, President Barack Obama made some progress this week on a Pacific trade agreement. It looks like the Senate's going to vote to give him more negotiating power. Any sense of how this plays out, Neela?
Yeah, this is a big issue, not just because the Pacific Trade Agreement is the one place where you can see some collaboration and agreement between Republicans and the president. It's also significant because there is a lack of agreement between the president and Democrats.
Right.
And it's playing out in a very public way. And so the Democrats, and especially Elizabeth Warren, are concerned that this agreement would, and this fast-tracking would, lead to a backdoor way of some future president unraveling all of the financial regulations that were put in place over Obama's term. Now, the likelihood of this is small, but it could open a window, and they want to fight against that.
Cardiff, anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very convoluted trade deal. It's a very different trade deal from the trade deals of the past, and I think on balance, it's a good one, and I hope it gets through.
Neela Richardson, chief economist at Redfin, and Cardiff Garcia, the blog FT Alphaville. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.